Phoneboy Speaks, Episode 70, Snowballs and Camera Kits.
In 2008, I got a microphone from a company called Blue Microphones, and it's called a Snowflake. And I wrote a nice review about it. It's I'll link it in the show notes. But I wrote it in 2008, and I'd kept this microphone, and I'm not sure why. It was a good microphone. I mean, I liked it. And I know that Andy Abramson and Ken Rakowski have probably use this microphone, at least based on the review I wrote, and it works pretty well. I just didn't have a need for a standalone USB microphone. I'd much prefer using a headset so that I can also hear and I don't have echo cancellation issues. But for podcasting, this might actually be pretty good. And so what I've done is I've got this Blue microphone, the Snowball. It's actually kind of clipped onto my iPad, and I have it plugged into the iPad using a USB camera kit. Now, the USB camera kit is primarily for getting photos onto the iPad, but apparently it will also utilize microphones and headsets that are plugged into that port, which is not an advertised feature, but it seems to work, and I've heard other situations where that's been the case. And so here I am. I'm about to go to RSA, and I need some sort of podcasting rig that's maybe not necessarily my iPhone. And here I am. I have my iPad and a Blue microphone, and I'm recording something on it just to see what it does. And it sounds okay, I think. I did several test recordings before I did this one, and I imagine this will be okay as well. But what I would like to do is use this to maybe interview people at RSA, maybe record some thoughts at RSA and use my iPad to do it rather than my iPhone, because let's face it, it's easier to edit waveforms on a bigger screen. Although I think the challenge with recording at RSA is it's going to be very loud because trade shows are very loud and my feet will hurt after several hours of standing on the floor, I'm sure. But in any case, I figured I would try this. We'll see what happens, but yeah, maybe that's a good reason to get the camera kit for your iPad. You can't use it with the iPhone, unfortunately. You get the accessories not supported with iPhone thing. But for this case, I think it'll work really well. And if you've got an iPad, you should certainly invest in a $30 kit. And that will allow you to plug in USB microphones and perhaps other USB devices that will be detected. I don't know. I mean, I guess you can use it for USB storage, too. There is another part of the camera kit that will let you use SD cards, and I've had varying degrees of success pulling in photos that way, but meanwhile, I'm just going to use this Blue microphone that I've had for a long time, and it'll be a mobile podcasting kit for Phoneboy Speaks, or at least another way to record a podcast. The audio quality is a little different because this microphone picks up a lot more than the iPhone microphone, but we'll see how it works for podcasting. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.